Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Should I use essere or stare? If you've been learning Italian for a little while, you might have come across these two important verbs and found yourself wondering which one to use. That's because in English, they can both be translated as to be. But be careful because they're not always interchangeable. So what's the difference? Find out in this episode. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. I'm Katie.
And I'm Matteo. Ciao.
To be or not to be? In today's case, maybe the question should be to be or to stay. We're talking about the difference between essere, which means to be, and stare, which literally means to stay. But it's not quite that simple because in practice, they're both used when we would normally use be in English.
So how do we know when to use which one?
Luckily, there's a secret to make things a lot simpler, and that is, when in doubt, use essere. It's the verb that breaks down into different forms, like I am.
Sono.
And you are.
Sei.
She, he, it, is.
È.
This is the same for the formal you are.
È.
We are.
Siamo.
You are, the plural when speaking to two or more people.
Siete.
They are.
Sono.
And it's the default one that we use most of the time.
We use it to talk about emotions, nationality, appearance, jobs, location, and descriptions.
Pretty much the same as in English. Let's look at some examples. I'm happy.
Sono felice.
I'm Italian.
Sono italiano.
I'm tall.
Sono alto.
I'm here.
Sono qui.
So, as a rule of thumb, when you want to say to be, use essere, and you'll probably get it right.
Now, all we need to do is learn the exceptions. So, when do we need to use stare?
Well, remember when we had to take Brody to the vets because she ate a stick and got it stuck in her cheek and then the whole side of her face swelled up?
Sì.
Just in case this is the first time you hear, Brody is our dog, and she had, yeah, this whole golf ball sized thing swelling on her face. And when I went back to Inghilterra, England, I called Matteo to find out how she was, and we used the verb stare quite a lot.
First, listen to the mini conversation, then we'll break it down step by step.
Come stai?
Bene, grazie.
E Brody, come sta?
Sta meglio, ma è un po' triste perché deve stare a casa.
Povera.
Vuole stare con gli altri cani. Vuole stare al parco.
È iperattiva, immagino.
Sì, non sta zitta e non sta ferma.
So first I asked...
Come stai?
How are you? Literally,
come,
how,
stai,
you stay. This is the most common and important use of stare, which is in this essential conversation opener to talk about how we or other people are. Matteo answered,
bene, grazie.
Good, thanks. Then I asked Matteo,
e Brody, come sta?
And Brody, how is she? Literally,
e Brody.
And Brody.
Come.
How.
Sta.
She stays. So we've seen two forms of stare. Stai, literally you stay. And sta, literally he or she stays. Let's review them all. I stay.
Sto.
You stay.
Stai.
She, he, or it stays.
Sta.
And this is the same for the formal you.
Sta.
We stay.
Stiamo.
You stay, plural, when speaking to two or more people.
State.
They stay.
Stanno.
It's nearly a regular verb, but just watch out for the double N in the last one. Make it nice and long. N.
Stanno.
Luckily, Matteo answered, she's better.
Sta meglio.
So whenever you're asking and answering questions about how you or other people are, we always use stare. And here's a quick common mistake alert. Often people learning Italian translate directly from English and say things like sono bene or è bene. But in Italian, we always use stare in these situations. So honestly, if you only learn this difference, that we use stare to talk about how we are, you're already nearly there when it comes to using it like an Italian.
We normally use it with words like bene,
good,
male,
bad,
meglio,
better. So how would you say I'm well?
Sto bene.
You're well?
Stai bene.
She or he is well, or you formal are well?
Sta bene.
We're well?
Stiamo bene.
You plural are well?
State bene.
They are well?
Stanno bene.
Next, Matteo said,
ma è un po' triste.
But she's a bit sad.
Ma.
But.
È.
She is.
Un po'.
A bit.
Triste.
Sad. Why?
Perché deve stare a casa.
Because she has to stay at home. Literally.
Perché.
Because.
Deve.
She must.
Stare.
Stay.
A casa.
At home. Here we see how we often use stare to talk about being or staying at home.
Stare a casa.
Then I said,
povera.
Poor. When talking about people, it's a bit like saying poor thing. And I used povera with an a because Brody's female.
Povera.
Then Matteo said,
vuole stare con gli altri cani.
She wants to be with the other dogs. Literally,
vuole.
She wants.
Stare.
To stay.
Con.
With.
Gli altri.
The other.
Cani.
Dogs. And we use stare to talk about being around or spending time with people, or dogs in this case. To spend time with the family, literally, to stay with the family.
Stare con la famiglia.
Or even the lack of spending time with people, to be alone.
Stare solo. I say solo with an O at the end.
I would say
stare sola with an A. Sola.
Next, Matteo said,
vuole stare al parco.
She wants to be at the park. Literally,
vuole.
She wants.
Stare.
To stay.
Al.
At the.
Parco.
Park. Following the same logic as spending time around people, we can also use it to talk about spending time in certain places or situations. For example, being or spending time in the park.
Stare al parco.
Being or spending time in the office.
Stare in ufficio.
Being in or spending time in the sun.
Stare al sole.
Next, I said,
è iperattiva, immagino.
She's hyperactive, I imagine. And Matteo replied,
sì, non sta zitta.
Yeah, she won't shut up. Literally,
non.
Not.
Sta.
She stays.
Zitta.
Silent. For a male, it would be zitto with an O at the end. Stare zitto or stare zitta means to stay quiet or to shut up. It's quite harsh, but if Brody's been barking all day, you might hear one of us shout,
Stai zitta.
Shut up! Then Matteo said,
E non sta ferma.
And she won't stay still. Literally,
E
and
non
not
sta
she stays
ferma
still. Again, here for a male, it would be fermo. So here's another phrase with stare, stay still.
Stare ferma o stare fermo.
And there are quite a few examples of fixed expressions like this with stare. For example,
stare attento.
To be careful, literally to stay attentive. And for a female, that would be stare attenta.
Stare calmo.
To stay calm. The female version, stare calma. In these cases, it's best just to learn the whole phrase without worrying too much about the logic behind it. Over on the blog, you'll find lots more examples of these kinds of phrases.
For now, let's recap essere versus stare. Remember when we use each one?
As a rule of thumb, we use essere most of the time. So the secret is actually just to learn the exceptions when we use stare.
You had lots of examples in our conversation. Let's listen again.
Come stai?
Bene, grazie.
E Brody, come sta?
Sta meglio, ma è un po' triste perché deve stare a casa.
Povera.
Vuole stare con gli altri cani. Vuole stare al parco.
È iperattiva, immagino.
Sì, non sta zitta e non sta ferma.
The first situation that we use stare in is come stai? To talk about how we are and our health. For example,
sto bene.
I'm well.
Sto male.
I'm not well, literally, I'm bad.
Sto meglio.
I'm better. Then we used it to talk about spending time with people.
Stare con le persone.
To spend time with people, literally, to stay with people.
Stare con la famiglia.
To spend time with the family, literally, to stay with the family. Finally, you'll find it in lots of fixed expressions. For example,
stare zitto.
To be quiet or to shut up.
Stare fermo.
To stay still.
Stare attento.
To pay attention, literally to stay attentive.
Stare calmo.
To stay calm. And remember all of these words like zitto, fermo, attento and calmo. You can change the O at the end to an A to get the female version. That's it from us for today. To see everything written down, learn more common phrases with stare and test yourself with a quiz and vocabulary cards to help it all sink in, you can head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description.
Or you can go to gervlanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 88.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can get notified about new episodes by subscribing to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you have time, don't forget to leave us a review. It means a lot to us because it helps other learners find the podcast. Grazie mille.
See you next time, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima. Hey, Katie, Desi here. Let's talk about a quick bonus one. What about how we use stare in Naples?
Oh yeah, the southern stare.
People from the south of Italy tend to use stare a lot in situation where we normally use essere in standard Italian. For example, in Naples, to say where something is, like the glasses are on the table, We might say i bicchieri stanno sul tavolo.
Can you guess what the standard Italian version would be? We use essere, so we'd say
i bicchieri sono sul tavolo.
I live with Matteo and I have a lot of friends from the south of Italy, so I've picked up this habit too, and sometimes Italians from the north laugh at me.
That's because it's a bit strange hearing a foreigner using a regional variant in that way, but it's nice. In the south of Italy, you might also hear it for any kind of temporary situation. For example, sto felice, I'm happy, or sto in ritardo, I'm late. That's a very regional use.
How would you say these sentences in standard Italian? We'd use essere. I'm happy.
Sono felice.
I'm late.
Sono in ritardo.
And that really is it from us now. See you soon.
A presto.